UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I feel like it was longer than that.
It may have been.
Save that for the mixtape.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mitch, would you write us? Would you write? Oh, boy.
And Perrin Johnson.
I hope Corona sticks around for a while.
So. On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's why I brought up what is Bashir still a sex symbol or sex idol. I want to know if people still
one,
think.
Which one was he, a sex symbol or an idol?
An idol.
I don't know.
Did he mean the same thing? I have no idea.
I don't know. I think they do. They might be synonyms. Boy, I screwed that up to cinnamon.
For the first time in how many weeks? 10 weeks or so? I'm back in the Papa John Studios. It's great to see Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with us.
Mitchell
go ahead.
Hannigan.
There you go. He's got an Oak Hill shirt on today that has a crappy autograph from somebody. So we will find out. It's good to see him. It's good to see Perrin Johnson. Perrin hanging out with us on this Friday. Perrin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I haven't heard my name say like that in a while.
You like that?
Yes.
It has been a while. Well, I mean, the mics kind of work, which is one thing I don't have to worry about when I'm at home. I mean, first thing I did is I came in here and I'm like, are any of the mics going to work? And they seem to be okay. So it's good to see the frowning, scowling face of Patty Ice. It's good to see the frowning face of Mark Ennis. Perrin Johnson's got a beard. He looks good. Look at that. That's how you grow a beard. I have a very unkempt beard. It's a wild man beard.
But
yours
it looks
is
good.
Yours is much more manicured.
Ago.
And of course, Mitchell Hannigan's the noodler, if you will. He can't grow a beard at all. So everyone good on this Friday afternoon? Do Friday still mean something to Perrin Johnson?
Every day's Friday to me.
yeah, you better believe it. Mitch has been talking about how much he likes to work from home, which is not shocking. So we got you for the next 3 hours. It's The Take. You know, coming up at 525, we will have the mixtape, 437-9680. I was hoping, and I doubt we get this, Mitch, I was hoping to get just silly imaging from our guy in Kansas City that said the doctor is in or Dr. Johnson or something as we have Perrin Johnson in. We were going to do a Dr. Johnson segment where people could just text in and ask you anything. And, of course, that's a very scary thing to ask.
Yes.
So we were going to do that. Text line 437-9680. Texter says, I'm bummed. No Strebel. Well, Strebel's off today. Strebel, by the way, and I was telling Perrin, Strebel is pretty close to me, so I've just been having him come to my house.
Yeah.
But today he was loading he was loading the car getting ready for family vacation. How about that?
Where's he going?
I don't know. Gulf Shores, is that what it was, Mitch? Gulf Shores. By the way, the dirtiness of this screen, what is Mitch, what's happened
my gosh,
in here?
I just now noticed that.
Who tried to clean the window? I want to say someone else talked about it. Did Drew talk about it maybe earlier this week? The dirty nature of that.
I should have brought some window cleaner with me.
No, it looks like somebody took like a wax candle and just whipped the window.
That's exactly it. So is everyone good? How have you been, Perrin? Though I haven't talked to you, I guess, on the air now for many, many weeks. Still on with Double D, obviously. A trying week. How's everything been your way?
Everything's been okay.
Right.
I think everybody's been a little on edge. You know, when people are at home across the country for 90 days straight, And then the protesters are going on everywhere, the protesting going on everywhere across the country and even across the world. And now your kids are out of school for people that have children, and the weather's getting better. Drew still can't swim in the pool, but I mean, life is good. I can't complain. I got friends with pools, and Drew has friends with pools. We have mutual friends with pools. So what's his real problem is what I want to know.
Oh, goodness. Well, that we need more than a three-hour show to get into that. Boy, there's a ton to talk about. By the way, Mike DeCourcy just texted me back. Do we want to try to fit in Mike DeCourcy around 4 o'clock today to talk about the Oklahoma State? And here is, and let me tell you a little bit of the philosophy. I'll reach out, and we'll see if we can get Mike DeCourcy as we go today. Again, yes. You can text in 437-9680. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. Perrin Johnson hanging out with us on this Friday. And, you know, a couple days ago I said, you know, we had very heavy shows, obviously. What was it? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Very heavy and difficult shows. And yesterday we lined it up, and today we'll have the mixtape and everything else. So I have you in here, and one of the things I was going to talk to you, and we will, obviously, were your thoughts. You had your thoughts on Monday, and obviously the social unrest locally, the social unrest nationally. I want you to hit on some of those things, obviously, having you in here today, and I'll give you some of my thoughts that I have had when we have had heavy shows. But what's funny about it, and not that, but the transition here is today we were just going to just do a bunch of nonsense today, and then Oklahoma State gets smoked by the NCAA, okay? And that makes us, does it not? It makes us have to pivot back to what does it mean for Louisville? And so, right, it's been heavy shows all week. We want to have fun on Friday, but we've had some Fridays where there's always something where the listener's like, you're telling me something negative. You're telling me something about my team in this instance, not, you know, social and racial unrest in the city and state and country and everything else. Now you're going to tell me something bad about the Louisville Cardinals, and that's kind of where I am right now is because, and I don't know how much you guys read. Have you read anything on this? Have you seen anything? Because the big news of the day is Oklahoma State gets smacked with a one-year postseason ban. Among all the other issues that they have, they're going to have a fine. They're going to have the postseason ban. They're going to have scholarships taken away in three separate years. And obviously, they're going to be on probation.
Yeah.
And there's many interesting things about this.
The length of this is crazy,
I mean, this also happened, save that for the mixtape, over three, happened over 3 weeks ago.
Damn it.
By the way, how much the mixtape is the best sound of the week? Locke calling Joe Lenardi JoJo. In fact, I kind of want to play. Yeah. Yeah. It was Maben who talked about the window. Yeah, that's exactly it. Texter Drew's off Twitter, too. I know. We're not going to be able to bring him back. Soon as that Kings broadcaster got fired, he got set up by Boogie.
That was like,
it was like, no, nah, he was off the next morning.
You know what that
he
was
announced
like?
It at 7 a.m.
That was like watching Steve Nash come down back in the day and lob it up to Amari Stoudemire. Like, DeMarcus just put it up there in the air, and he just came through and slam dunked it. And all his hate came to the forefront. Like, you know, that guy hasn't reached out to you in years.
Three years, haven't seen him
in a while. Like, I wouldn't have taken that bait. I'd be like, am I being punked?
Now, you got to be skeptical. That's like an old girlfriend reaching back out at, you know, after you broke up 5 years ago. Like, what's going on here? What's the angle?
Yeah.
What are you trying to get at? Do you have that sound of Lenardi being called JoJo by Lachlan McClain?
Last one for you, JoJo, and I appreciate the time.
I would have snapped on it. Would you have snapped him if he did that?
Hey,
and you
well, who's
on?
He thinking of?
Well, he just heard click.
JoJo.
There?
JoJo? Oh, my goodness. I had not heard that, and multiple texters yesterday alerted us that that happened. And I don't know how I missed it live. I don't know how we missed it. And good God, play that again. I need to hear this again.
Last one for you, JoJo, and I appreciate the time.
I'm just going to give you a nickname.
Oh, JoJo. The only JoJo he's known is JoJo Kemp. What a random.
JoJo,
remember
JoJo,
JoJo
Kemp,
Kemp?
And JoJo White, who played for the Celtics.
Okay, there
there's
you go.
There's only two.
All right,
only
I was
two.
About to say, there you go. Do you know any other JoJos? 437
Wasn't there an artist named JoJo? We had a dog named JoJo.
Casey and JoJo.
Okay.
From Jodeci. Yes.
I think my dad named a dog after that JoJo. We just had a dog named JoJo.
Texter Strebel used his surfboard wax on the window. He's practicing for vacation. Whoa. He has a longboard.
Time out. Strebel surfs?
No, he doesn't. That's just a Texter being ridiculous.
I would love to see
Do you think he surfs?
I was like, for a big guy, he's pretty nimble.
Oh, my goodness. Family vacation. Oh. It's something that we all did, but we haven't done in many years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's loading the kids up. Oh, the whole thing. He's loading the kids up in the minivan and driving. Boy, that's living the American dream.
10 hours.
Odd transition. So Oklahoma State today gets busted. Okay, Oklahoma State had, what was it, Lamont Evans. And here are the interesting things. So I'm just going to go down this list, and you guys break in here at any point, all right?
Yeah.
And it's this. So Oklahoma gets smoked today. And one of the things that was just like Louisville is the FBI, obviously. And this is two very different things. Louisville was on the side of Adidas. Louisville was on that side. And Oklahoma State was about Lamont Evans getting money to steer players that they would get to certain agencies.
Yes.
So it was different. On Louisville's side, and maybe Zion Williams' side, and we can get into that, Zion Williamson and in U of L and maybe Kansas, and you know the strong ass offer from Will Wade and LSU and Arizona and Sean Miller. So much of it was about these guys getting these kids in school. A lot of the Oklahoma State stuff was, okay, they're in school.
Yes.
Now how can we help them? Okay. But it still is under the umbrella, even though it's not totally apples to apples, Perrin, it is still under the umbrella of the nonsense that we have seen with the FBI for the better part of 3.5 years, okay? 3 years or so. So that is one side that makes it like U of L and dislike and unlike U of L. The other thing is Oklahoma State gets smacked. They have a level one violation. That's exactly what Louisville has. That is exactly what Louisville has. And they're not crushing Oklahoma State, the infrastructure of their athletic department and the head coach, which is also very much like Louisville. They did not give, if you remember in the notice of allegations, they did not give U of L lack of institutional control, and they did not just absolutely smash Rick Pitino, which some people thought they would do. Now, who knows eventually in the punishment phase what happened. So the things that line up, again, at you know maybe 20,000 feet with Oklahoma State and the FBI and Oklahoma State, what it meant for their athletic department, and there are some similarities, okay? And we can get into the Cade Cunningham. I want you to talk about that, Perrin. From a player's viewpoint, this is the number one player in the country. I mean, this is a guy that if he wanted to open back up to free agency, he absolutely could. I mean, he absolutely could. Do I think he will do that? I do not think he will do that. He had $200,000-$300,000 at least offered. The Jeff Goodman reported, not Jeff Gordon. Jeff Goodman reported that earlier. But the thing it makes you do, and here are the two things to focus in on, and it's an I don't know the answer, and it's bringing up bad news, but Oklahoma State is a lot like Louisville. If you are a Louisville fan and you believe that there is no way that you're going to get at least a one-year postseason ban, I mean, let's be honest, you just saw Oklahoma State, okay? So again, it confirms, in my opinion, what we knew was going to be the case, is that Louisville is going to have a postseason ban. The problem with it now is this. Do we think the NCAA cares more about eligibility on the front end and not the back end? In other words, what I'm talking about is Louisville, their eligibility issue was on the front end, right? Like with the Katina Powell stuff, you would say that some guys were ineligible players, right? Players that were already there in Minority Hall.
Because they participated in the parties.
Yeah, not like a Jaquan Lyle who was visiting. Mm-hmm. In other words, does the NCAA care more about the eligibility on the front end when they're in high school going to college than guys who are already with the program? Yeah. Those are the differences between Louisville and Oklahoma State. But I'm sorry, today when I sit back and I look at at Oklahoma State, and many people, including, you know, I talked to Mark Ennis in the bullpen, the sports bullpen, before we went on the air, and he's like, you know, they got screwed. The NCAA said it wasn't an advantage. You know, they didn't think the institution was wrought with issues, no lack of institutional control. Again, those are much like Louisville in ways. Louisville is a repeat offender.
Yeah, and this is the problem with the Oklahoma State thing versus this is you have the Katina Powell stuff, and then you have the FBI stuff. So yeah. it compounds it.
Yeah, you have two things, and it makes you just wonder. It makes you wonder if Louisville's headed to 2 years. It makes you wonder if Kansas is headed to multiple years when you see the very strong back and forth, right? It makes you wonder all of these things. And again, I'm just bringing this up because I don't know the answer, but it's worth keeping your eyes open if you're a Louisville fan because there's still so many people that are digging their heads in the sand, Perrin, that are saying, Louisville's not going to get in trouble. Well, you're not going to get a postseason ban. Oh, I believe the NCAA is showing you that the starting off point is going to absolutely be a one-year postseason ban. And I mean for a lot of people. I mean for U of L. I mean for Oklahoma State. I mean for Auburn. I mean for LSU.
And Arizona, then, Kansas.
Absolutely. And then you add on years. And I think that's where U of L, if you're a U of L fan, hell, if you're following them in the media and need them their seasons to matter, boy, I tell you, Oklahoma State was not a repeat offender. Louisville is. And if you say, okay, they're going to add something because of that repeat offender status, you would imagine, given that they are in the business of taking away postseasons, that good God, there's a good chance that it starts there.
And Cade Cunningham's going to have one of those Ben Simmons seasons where he's not going to play the NCAA tournament. He's going to put up great numbers. He's a stud.
Well, we'll see what happens.
So many things.
He's not going to go to class either.
He might leave. Oh, settle down. It's like you care about that, Mr. Education. How much lying and cheating did you do in your 4 years?
Were you out there protesting the pension problem? Like, were you out there doing that? Like, teachers' pensions? Yeah.
Why are you bringing up protests? Are you trying to make...
I was just going to say I took a crappy basketball class.
Are you trying to make Mitch uncomfortable on a Friday?
I just think
you've been protesting any, Mitch? You've been out there at the protests?
I mean, you know, I feel like we're in a time of that. And it's so funny, like... when you look at when our parents were, my parents were older, that generation of people, the baby boomers, like when those people were protesting in Selma and everywhere else in the country, they were protesting, like for real protesting. But when you see some of these like younger people protesting, like on they're taking photos on Instagram,
giving
man.
Hot takes
they're
right
like,
now.
Protesting justice for Brianna. We're out here. Like it's like Jamie Foxx when he talked about like when he was filming Django.
Mitch is so uncomfortable right now. Look at him right now. Mitch is wondering why did Strebel have to go on vacation on this Friday? I could have just enjoyed my weekend. My old Forrester and Coors Light and Papa John's.
Damn. But I mean it's just crazy to me. Like Jamie Foxx said it best. He goes, I took my daughter to go, you know, go see a plantation. We're filming Django. And he says, she's out there, plantation life, we're hanging. And he's like, good God, you understand like why I got you out here? So I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, side note. But
he's scared to death right now.
Mitch is like, yeah, Perrin, that's great.
Yeah.
But
the podcast, yes. Mitch. Take it out.
But the thing about it is for
like
me,
2 years, I mean, that's not crazy to say.
No.
It's not crazy that Kansas, it's not crazy that Arizona and LSU. My expectation after seeing something like this and seeing the rhetoric with Kansas is that they're going, one other thing, is that you're going to see multiple year postseason bans for teams.
Yes.
The other thing is, and many people have already texted in, again, 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. It's The Take on a Friday. Andy Sweeney, Perrin Johnson, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you at the Papa John Studios is this went through the Committee of Infractions, which is the process that Louisville went through with the Katina Pyle. It's the process that everyone has went through. Now they have the new IARP, the Independent Accountability Whatever Council, okay? The IARP. The bothersome thing is, and Louisville fans and others are hanging on, that this IARP is going to be some saving grace for them in the end. And let me be clear, I do not believe that is going to be the case. Might they pad some of the bad news? Okay, maybe, just maybe, you can convince me that. But you cannot convince me that it's going to be a saving grace that instead of Oklahoma State, if they would have went to the IARP, that Oklahoma State would have no issue right now and they'd be able to make the tournament and Cade Cunningham's not in discussion. My point is The IARP is the only pivot. It's been the only pivot for U of L in Kansas and Will Wade at LSU and everybody else. And how much different is it going to be? In other words, if the IARP is fundamentally different with these FBI cases than the Committee of Infractions, I mean, is that what we expect? And I don't know. And it goes back to they didn't go through that. They went through the committee. Many people believe you're going to get smacked if you go through the committee. U of L most likely, and it hasn't been, of course, officially announced. Everyone is just guessing that is going to be the case. But I wouldn't get your hopes up that you're going to go to this independent counsel and everything is going to be okay. I'm just surprised that all of the FBI stuff didn't go through the same process. So if all these other teams in the FBI stuff, the Louisvilles and the Kansases and everyone else, if they go through the IARP and Oklahoma State doesn't, what does that say? And then we can get into what it means for Cade Cunningham and what it means for the NCAA not giving a damn about the kids, much like Louisville didn't give a damn when they nuked Damian Lee's season and everything else. Oh, the protests are going right by us. There we go. Mitch, yep. You want to go out there?
Yeah, let me just go get Nick to go run the board.
Okay.
It's hot out there, man.
Boy, it is hot out there.
It's hot out there. But the thing about it is Oklahoma State's head coach Mike Boynton said we will support whatever decision he decides to make, whether he stays or whether he goes. But and here's the other thing I want to know, Andy. Is Louisville going to in the Louisville situation, are they going to consider the dollar amount possibly? Because in the Oklahoma State situation, the bribes occur between the amounts of $18,000 to $22,000. But in the Louisville situation, the dollar amount was a higher figure. So is that another thing that the NCAA is going to pay attention to?
I don't think so, because if you remember, the Katina Powell stuff wasn't much money at all. Yeah. I mean, the Katina Powell stuff wasn't even $2,000, was it? Like, no. When all said and done, the money that was given there, yeah, it was. And who knows the actual thing? But I tell you, it is something else, man. I mean, Oklahoma State got smoked today, and there's no way to sit back. And I mean, let me ask this: what would be the argument the other way? What would be the argument for the Louisville fan that would pivot here that I've heard from? That still is living in a fairy tale. Like today, I see this news today, and if you're a Louisville fan, this would bother you. You're staring at, to me, the raised potential of multiple years not in the tournament. And if you're an LSU fan, if you're a Kansas fan, I almost look at him and say, you're having multiple years. Like, if you're a Kansas fan, if you see the rhetoric between them and Kansas, and this thought process that you're going to go to the IARP instead of getting, you know, 2 years of a postseason ban, you're just simply going to be put on probation for a couple years. I mean, I don't even know the other things, like 3 years or 2 years of having three scholarships taken. That wouldn't matter to John Calipari. He fills about 8 scholarships a year until recently, but that's gonna crush Chris Mack.
Him and Duke are like, no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal, but yes. I mean, the normal team isn't going to do that, and Chris Mack's going to be talking. Even when you get on the other side of that, they're going to be talking. Sorry, I'm looking at everyone huddle up to watch the protesters.
Yes. I wish
Diener were here. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
That's
I'm
the
sorry.
First time I've seen
everyone's
them on campus.
Everyone's nervous right now. Perrin was trying to give a take and kept looking outside, and Mitch is drifting away right now.
Because I'm looking at you.
All the workers who were working next door.
But I'm looking at you. You're taking a photo of the people walking past.
I was doing a video,
Mitch is over there like leaning back so you can see what's going on outside.
I forget. This is when I got married 3-4 years ago is when, and I hate, I'm not being insensitive here, something happened with a police officer, not here locally, but in the nation, that it was being picketed. Yes. And there was a, we went for my, not honeymoon, bachelor's party to Nashville.
Right.
Okay. I mean, we didn't do anything but the club. And when I mean the club, I don't mean dancing.
Andy in the club?
It's just straight gentlemen's
club.
Were
you drinking Ciroc? Okay.
I wasn't dancing with Jared Stillman or any of the Woo Girls. But we got into Nashville. We're like, damn, there's a lot of. It's a lot of the, remember, you know, the big explorers, the cops and the big explorers.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of them everywhere. There's the Tennessee State Police. I was like, damn, what's going on in Nashville popping off and nobody knows? And that day there was a Black Lives Matter rally that came through right in front of our house. Right in front of the house that the Airbnb we were staying at. But we pull in and there's cops everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, Nashville, like, what's going on here? I, you know.
You popped up on a protest.
Yeah, that's exactly what
you popped
happened.
Up on a rally. Yeah. But, I, you know, for me...
Two years, man.
I think Louisville's looking at 2 years. And the reason why I think Louisville's looking at 2 years is when you look at what they did, Oklahoma State didn't do a tenth of what Louisville did. And then the fact that Louisville just had the back-to-back situation with those two scenarios. And so I think the greatest thing about Rick Pitino is he got into coaching before his show clause took effect. Because once you get a show clause, you cannot coach while your show clause is in effect. So right now, for me, I think it's a wait-and-see thing. But and for Chris Mack, Chris Mack's going to be here for a while, I feel like. And I think fans have to understand that. This was the long game. I know he had instances of success when he first got here, and he won some games early, and then the team kind of teetered late. And then the team kind of teetered late this year, but like it still was a good season. We were a top four team in the ACC, and everybody enjoyed that. But I think there's a thing where people are the jury's still out because they want to see what this number two recruiting this recruiting class that he got with the Nickelberries and Aiden Negehan. They want to see what those guys are going to what they're going to do. And if those guys
you led
aren't
with Nickelberry, by the way, as an odd person to lead with, you led with Josh Nickelberry.
I mean, well, those guys got to play next year.
No, they do, but you know, you got Sam Williamson.
He's got to play, but I mean, he's got to have a bigger
role.
He's
got to ball out. Did you see the CBS mock draft, which we'll get to at some point?
Yes.
What a crappy Friday topic. The CBS mock draft. Did Kyle Boone of CBS ever get back to you or Nick Valvano who have reached out to him?
I don't think so. I think once the OK State news dropped, like it was just like...
Oh, Kyle Boone went into a news gathering.
Journalism.
Do you want me to hit DeCourcy back? You want to try to get DeCourcy on at 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Is that okay with everybody? I mean, I do think the Oklahoma State stuff and looking at what it means going forward, it's a scary sight. And I think the NCAA, and we can talk about this. I want you to finish your thought. I think the NCAA is using tournament ban, and that's going to be their barometer. And that's going to be their hammer.
And it's going to sting more next year than it will this year because people are going to be so starved for the tournament because they didn't have one this year. So that sting is going to be even more, and it's going to be something that people are going to hate even more if you're not able to participate. But Kansas, didn't Kansas get a level two violation?
They got three level ones?
Five.
Or was it five level ones? I mean, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, what if Kansas got 5-year postseason?
I mean, it's not crazy. Listen, Pat Forty's been telling us, oh, yeah, to think that some of these teams are going to get multiple years, I'm still looking at them like, you sure? Right? I'm still looking at them like, you sure? Like, yes. I'm not overreacting to this. I mean, Oklahoma State, man, they weren't doing things. They're on the low end of this.
Yeah.
Even though Lamont Evans got in trouble and he was one of the faces of the guys who didn't he spend, what was it, 90 days in jail?
They were the RC Cola of this.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, some of these other schools in the prism of the NCAA, what they did might be a hell of a lot worse. So we know Kansas is five level one, five, and lack of institutional control.
But I mean,
Oklahoma State didn't have any of that.
But you gotta remember,
none of it.
You got to remember also, Zion Williamson was considering Kansas seriously. And then when all the FBI stuff happened, they dropped off the face of the earth for him. And then you've seen the documentary, obviously, with Merle Code and all the other guys on the documentary with Christian Dawkins and all that and so forth. By the way, I added him on Facebook.
Who's that?
Christian Dawkins.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that was great stuff.
God, who did I have on my Facebook the other day when it's like you may know this person? I'm like, yeah, I'm not befriending them.
Oh, that's Stephen Van Treese on my like friends.
Did you really?
Yeah, 10 mutual friends with Stephen Van Treese. It was like you know this person. You should add him as a friend. I was like, I don't know Stephen.
If there is an attractive woman that comes up in my feed of people you may know, I can narrow it down between like four people on Facebook on who our mutual friends are.
Oh, I agree. Who are those people?
Well, Diener's on the list.
Yeah. A
couple of my buddies and Diener's on that list. Locke, not on the list.
Now, there would be these like younger girls that would come up on my list and like mutual friend before Drew deleted me because he got mad at me about those bets last year with the NBA.
Oh, he deleted you from Facebook?
He blocked me, which had made him delete me.
Oh, gotcha.
It was like common friend, Drew Diener. I'm like, damn, Drew, she's like, she was like, you know, 20 years past the 20 years reunion.
But,
like,
but see, I don't friend many people on Facebook
at
all. Texas says, we had a JoJo in our frat at UK who wore Grateful Dead tees and partook daily in activities you'd see at a Grateful Dead concert if you catch my drift.
Yes, I'm right there with you when you say Grateful
Dead. Texter says, KSR Perrin would say 2 years. I'm just joking. Okay, so he's being nice. Texter, I think Perrin was on to something. The dollar amount will matter. In the Katina Powell case, the NCAA came flat out and said, in this case, it wasn't about the money. It was because what happened was so repulsive. I understand that. That's it just sounds like you're grasping at straws at that point.
That's just how I feel.
I don't know if that'll be a factor, but I do wonder if it will. I'm not saying that's an end all be all thing, but you got to, you know, sometimes you want, I want to think about that, because does the dollar amount make it more egregious, or is it just the same thing as the same thing? Like, if you, like, if you're a robber, you're a robber. No, you rob a candy store, if you
right.
rob a bank.
Like Oklahoma State and Louisville, they both got a level one. How are they viewed, right?
Yes.
But again, I mean, Louisville's dealing with a lot. Man, this is the repeat offender thing. It just, it brings us back to the same conversations, Perrin, and yes. I don't know how to make the conversations any different. And the more you see, I feel like the more the data is going to be stacked here, I just feel like we're going to be looking around at all of these institutions being beat over the head, and I just cannot imagine that the IRP, I just cannot imagine that the IRP is going to be some saving grace. So we will get in that. Do you have one more thought before we go to break?
No, I just, I hope they don't consider, I hope that when you look at what we've done in the body of work, and I know we have our problems and they happen, they've taken place, but when you look at what we've done, we've cleaned out the whole athletic department. We've cleaned out the whole basketball, the basketball
team. And that's what Oklahoma State did, too. I mean, they fired people. That coach was fired within, like, 2 days.
Yeah, so then the thing is this. So if, when you're seeing that and you're seeing them doing what they've done there and then you've seen what we've done here, it does – like, you want to be optimistic, that doesn't give you any hope in any aspect for me. It still makes me nervous.
No, I mean, you should be. No, absolutely. That's how I feel. So we'll get to a bunch of funny sound here. We have the mixtape at 525. Locke had an odd... Mitch, we may have to get our heads together what we want to play today. I mean, Locke had what his sign-off today was one of the more odd 15 seconds of radio. Did you experience it the same way, Mitch?
Yeah, it sounded like he was retiring from the air forever.
It sounded like he was just done, like he was saying goodbye to everybody. And so I don't know what's going on with that. So we'll do that. Mike DeCourcy will join us in about a half an hour. I want to get into, with Perrin Johnson, Cade Cunningham, a thought about the NCAA as we go. And I want to have some fun. David Johnson, a top 10 pick. We can get to that. It is the 20-year anniversary of something that I'm wondering how much Mitch knows about this. It's a 20th anniversary. I think he will, but I'm not exactly sure. We have a Murray Minute at some point we can get into, and Wheel of Content as well. And Rummage was back today. Thank God he gave us some content. You know Rummage comes back from vacation. He's ready to go. And so we'll get to that as well. 437-9680. It's a take. It's a Friday on ESPN Louisville.
Keep it locked on the take with Andy Sweeney.
Stoops is in your back door.
And Perrin Johnson.
For me, I think the reason why I love Monday on the backside more than any other day on the backside since I've been on the backside with you is
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Today it's The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. It's a Friday. No Strebel today. Perrin Johnson hanging out with us. Mitchell Hannigan producing yet again today. A reminder, coming up at 4 o'clock, we will have Mike DeCourcy to talk some college basketball, the Oklahoma State stuff. What does it mean, if anything, for the other schools, specifically UofL, those tied up in the FBI nonsense? So we will get to that. I should remind you, at 4 o'clock, 93.9 will not have Bashir today. Bashir is not talking, is the governor today. Not on Fridays. I forgot that. How many Fridays in a row has he not had his press conference?
This is the first one.
Hey, it's been rough. It's been rough out here lately, man. He needs a day off.
Yeah, I mean, I think he should go from not talking to talking every day. Now it's 4 days a week, and I think he could even bring that back a day. But we'll have him whenever he does speak. We'll have those on 93.9 The Ville. So no Bashir today, Saturday, or Sunday, and that means no Last Call with your boy Double D, Drew Diener, and Jason Nemus. Should remind you, Inside Churchill Downs coming up at 6 o'clock. Mitch, I'm going to make you find this because I want to hear it. Our good friend Darren Rogers is in the mixtape this week with something that he said last Friday. And so I wouldn't mind playing that for Perrin Johnson here. Darren Rogers will lead the charge for Inside Churchill Downs coming up at about 6:05 tonight. Here's something that he said last week. I thought you were ready. I'm sorry, Mitch. I thought you were ready.
When he started pumping, I mean, you knew you were in trouble. You knew you were going to get out finished.
That sounds so that's top
five. There
you
go. So Darren Rogers makes the mixtape.
That was such
that?
A funny moment for me since I'm producing Inside Churchill
Downs. Did you smile at him?
I smiled at him. I was going to see if he looked at me because if he realized he said it, but I don't think he knows or like that. And like I'm running the mixtape now. Like I don't think he, he understood that.
Well, he doesn't know who you are. Darren Rogers knows who you
are. Yeah, now, but like
he knows who you are.
He doesn't know I'm always taking notes of.
He sounded so enthusiastic when he said that.
He did.
Hey, play that one more time.
When he started pumping, I mean, you knew you were in trouble. You knew you were going to get out finished.
Yeah, shout out, shout out.
Daxter says, is Locke going on vacation with his buddy JoJo? Yes, of course. Locke called Joe Lenardi JoJo Lenardi yesterday. If you go Lachlan McClain, James Strebel, Locke is the least fun to have vacation with, right? If you go with those two?
I believe it will be Strebel because I feel like you can coax him into doing something that he probably wouldn't do given the amount of alcohol he was given consumed. Yeah. Locke's
going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, like Locke like looks like a guy that would iron his underwear and like starch them. Like,
you invaded his show today. And you're like, where you listen to on the drive down? And he's just like, I just go listen to terrestrial radio. Like, we got to support radio stations. I'm just like, you can't even get the tunes going?
He's going to listen to a book on tape. How about that?
I hope he puts on sunscreen.
God bless him. Yes. Me and Mitch lather it all over us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I'm mowing the lawn, I lather that. At least SPF 70, at least.
I'm not too bad here, but when I go down south, oh, buddy. I gotta use the real stuff.
What do we think Cade Cunningham will do or should do? What do you think? He's going to stick around because it's his brother, right, who's the assistant coach there at Oklahoma State. So he ain't going anywhere, right?
But his brother's
going
to be all right. And I know you want to do the whole family thing, but if they offered the green kid the $500K, right, and Cade Cunningham's the best player.
He got offered several hundred thousand dollars, and he turned it down.
So I think he got offered more money than the green kid.
Okay.
Because he's size for position. He's tall.
Well, he's the number one. He's the number one pick. Yeah.
So I think if I'm him, I definitely – probably go back and revisit with the G League. If I'm the G League, I definitely Sharif Abdul-Rahim, who is the president of the G League.
Brian Shaw's the head coach.
Commissioner, I'm sorry. Yeah, Brian Shaw, the head coach. But I think he should definitely consider possibly going to the G League because at this point, his season, and it's going to be great to have a college experience and play for his brother and so forth, but at the end of the day, he's not going to be able to do anything. No NCAA tournament. Nobody's going to care. So this kid's put up 25 points and nobody's going to care.
Well, can I ask this, and I don't know, and Mitch, have you looked at these bracketologies that are way early? I don't know. Was Oklahoma State, they were seen as an 8-9 seed or something, which means they were just okay? Yes. I mean, they were just okay. I mean, an 8-9 seed as a Power 5 school means probably at some point during the year you're on the bubble at some point, right? He might have been on the bubble until the final week or 2 weeks, Big 12 tournament, whatever it is. I would offer this, and I don't know why I feel this way. This is not being me being anti-Cade Cunningham or anti-kid because I'm a very pro player. Especially when it comes to college sports, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, that Cade Cunningham going to Oklahoma State had nothing to do with his dreams of being in the tournament. And that might be me generalizing, which is not right. Do not get me wrong, but I see him as, okay, you're going to go and you're going to play. I mean, what's the over-under is a half game that Oklahoma State would win in the tournament. We're going to go see you for one game. Like, it's not good. I don't like what the NCAA does by it being June nuking a season.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just go transfer. Okay, it's easy. Yes, in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of all the unrest in the country, I'm just going to go transfer. Yes, I'm just going to pick up and leave all of my plans for however many years or months or whatever it was, and I'm just going to go magically somebody else, right? And so I think he's going to stay. I think the G League, I think he's turning down hundreds of thousand dollars for a reason anyway. So he's saying, well, Andy, do you think Cade Cunningham is getting the hookup or somebody is for him going to Oklahoma State? Yes, that's what I'm saying. And I'm saying he wanted to go, and him going to Oklahoma State was about the family connection and other things, and it wasn't about winning in the NCAA tournament. I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm not saying I totally believe that, but I don't know how much has really changed with Cade Cunningham other than not seeing him in one NCAA tournament game.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing he's probably really concerned about, Andy, in my opinion, is just going to have a good time with his brother and hang out. And he'll be okay. He'll be fine. But at the end of the day, if you're trying to win the NCAA championship, What are the four or five schools you think of? Michigan State, Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, and then somebody comes in there every year and is the other team that typically is there. But for the most part, that's about it. Nobody's really, you know, that kid's not going to Oklahoma. I mean, are they even a basketball school or a football school? I feel like they're more a football school than a basketball school.
No, they're a football school. Yeah.
So, I mean,
they're a football school, but I don't understand why you got there. Listen, I think it's a fine program, but Cade Cunningham didn't go there to develop into a better player.
No.
To go to Oklahoma State.
It wasn't because of facilities.
Not that he won't, yes, but it wasn't for all of the reasons. It's because of the family dynamic, which, by the way, I have no problem with, but I think that's the reason he would stay. And many people saying, well, he's got to leave. Okay, I'm with you, but he turned down hundreds of thousands of dollars anyway, and no one really had this belief that they were going to be a team that would go deep into the tournament. Mitch, can you look up Lenardi's latest bracketology at ESPN?
He had Oklahoma State as a 7 seed.
Okay, so, I mean, that's not a top 25 team.
No.
I mean, a 7 seed's not a top 25 team.
No, you're a team that, like, gets a couple wins against a couple, like, you beat Kansas at home.
Yeah.
They storm the court.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Texas, Oklahoma State with Cade Cunningham was going to be a lot like Trae Young in Oklahoma. Yeah, but I want to say, what was Oklahoma that year? I just can't remember. I really can't. Texas says Cade has to play, ball out for a season, move up the draft board. Oh, he's already number one. He doesn't need to move up the draft board. Cade Cunningham can go to the G League, and you won't see him for 8 months, and he can go be the number one pick probably in the NBA draft. He doesn't need Oklahoma State to move up the draft board. Not at all.
Oklahoma State needs him. And if it wasn't for his brother being there, they probably wouldn't have
him. Okay, so what are your thoughts? By the way, Texas says his parent dropped another F-bomb. I stepped away for a moment. You sounded so nervous. In fact, Mitch, find that sound of how nervous Aaron was. Was it yesterday or was it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. You knew that you said it, and then you didn't know what to do after you dumped it yourself.
Yeah.
Who are you with?
I was with Maben.
You were with Maben. Did Maben notice it?
So Maben was like, ooh. He like his face like, ooh. And I looked at him and I was like, is he going to hit the button? I'm going to hit the button. So I hit the button. Nick hit the button. Like we doubled down on the button.
Nick's used to hitting the dumb button with his father.
Yeah. So then the funny part is that might be the same texter from Wednesday. They were like, well, it didn't go over on the radio, but it went over on the stream.
Which is okay.
So people were like, oh, my God, Perrin. We heard Perrin on the stream. We heard Perrin on the iHeart app. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, go ahead, yes. Mitch. Go ahead.
Some people send even four to the glass because they have a dynamo on defense.
Right.
You can freaking up.
I had to dump that. Forgive me.
I get Pete comfortable sometimes.
Sorry. So you can play defense. You can strap goodness. Up. You're a great athlete. Sorry. I'll speak a little freely there. Forgive me, people.
I want to hear. You can stop it after. I want to hear the whoop. It reminds me of Carl Lewis when he messed up the national anthem.
Yeah.
And he goes, stay with me now. Remember, he goes, stay with me now. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of.
You can freaking whoop.
Texas, Oklahoma was a 10 seed that year. Yeah, yeah. That's what we're missing with Cade Cunningham. Him averaging 25 a game or 22 a game or whatever it is and being a 10 seed in the NCAA tournament. I mean, I don't like it. I'm just saying we're really not missing much, right?
No, we're not. I mean, and we've seen this from both Oklahoma schools. Blake Griffin, when he was there, they weren't that good, but it was him being really good there. Trae Young, when he was there, like the texter mentioned earlier, he was really good.
Durant at Texas.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you'll have these teams where they'll have guys that are solid role players, but you have a superstar. And I think it'll be one of those situations. But the problem is they won't be able to play in a tournament, and they're going to be stuck.
I mean, the season just means less. That's why we talked about it with U of L. It just you can try to play it, but it just means a lot less. All right, Mitch, it's a 20-year anniversary. And by the way, it's a take, 437-9680 if you want to get in. Mixtape at about 525. Excuse me, our guy Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News and the Big Ten Network. He will join us at the top of the hour. 20 years ago, today, was the anniversary of Anna Kournikova being on the front of the Sports Illustrated, of Sports Illustrated. Mm. Do you know, when I say that name, Mitch, does that register at all?
Say it one more time.
Anna Kournikova.
No.
Oh.
Wow.
The first.
God, and you were like, what? How old are you again?
I would have been either four or five. I would have been
okay.
Four.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. Yeah. But like, it's just like funny to think about it.
The first Sports Illustrated cover I remember is the Kate Upton one.
What was the first female tennis player that you ever recognized?
Wait. Let's pause everything before we get into men's sports radio here. It wasn't a swimsuit issue that she was on.
I figured that. It was an athlete.
It was a normal one.
If I would have guessed, I would have guessed either a tennis player or a skier, because that's what typically...
You don't know who she is.
No.
Do you think she's attractive?
Well, he doesn't know who she is.
Yeah, I don't know who she is. I don't even know what she looks like.
But if you were a betting man, if you were Drew,
Drew's listening, by the way. He says that is burned in my mind, the Anna Kournikova picture. She was a tennis player that got up to like number 6 in the country. And she was attractive, and she took over tennis in a way only marketing-wise because she was attractive for a couple years. Oh, yeah.
She married Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, how about that?
Kids and everything. She retired, and she's, like, living a good life.
Is that what spawned, like, the swimsuit issue? I have no idea. I don't know the history of Sports Illustrated.
I love how Mitch has to keep going back to this. You notice how I've paused him from going to the back to just because she was a female tennis player, she had to be in the swimsuit issue. I'm trying to stop Mitch, and he's not letting me stop him.
I'm just wondering.
She's a finely tuned athletic machine.
She didn't win anything.
She won a major in doubles, says Diener. Never won a singles tournament.
Yes, she never won. She never won a singles.
So 20 years ago, Diener's 47. So Diener would have been 27 then. How about that?
A good old young Diener right there.
By the way, around here, around the office, Marcellus Wiley's screaming at you right now. But around the office, the days I've been in here, we've had this very old.
Oh my gosh, it's so musty.
It's so old and musty. This old, what do you call it?
Slideshow
of ESPN Louisville.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's old to like early days.
Yes.
Like the most recent picture is like right when Diener got hired. And it was the picture where Diener and the suits, if you will, were all having their big photo. And Diener looks so bleeping young, man.
Dude, there's
he looks so young.
There's like pictures of Morgan Newton and Maxwell Smith on it. It's like, it's so
Morgan Newton hates Mark Ennis.
Why?
Because Mark Ennis always made jokes that Morgan Newton sacked himself.
That's funny, though.
Yeah. Oh, we got to ask Ennis at a break. Ennis had him saved. I remember someone sent him to me.
Morgan
New was like, yo, bleep you. He was like, who should be on the front of the college football game? This is like back in like 2014 or 13. And Ennis was like, it should be Morgan Newton sacking himself. And Morgan New was like, yo, leave me alone.
But I would love to know how he found out how he got that tweet.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I would love to know how you found out about that tweet. Oh.
Oh, Texas says Diener was my paper boy back in the day. He threw a paper through my front window.
I met that guy.
Shoot him. Is that true?
Yes, I met that guy.
No.
Yes, because I met that gentleman out one time, and then he told me the story, and then I read it back to Diener and said, yeah. And then like he was talking about how Diener was like really nervous about the fact that he broke his window.
Well, he should be.
Because he didn't intentionally do it.
Yeah.
And he said, when you see Drew Diener, tell him that he broke my window. And Drew told me the story the same way the guy told me the story, verbatim.
Texter, wow, I've never heard of Anna Kournikova. I'm 31. I figured Mitch would be oblivious, but not a 31-year-old.
If I was 11, I probably would have been like, you know, knowing what was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. But at 4 or 5 years old, yeah. I'm not reading Billy Reid's column on Sports Illustrated.
leave Billy alone, hey, Billy, man. Hey, leave Billy alone.
Hey, don't get Billy down here. Come down here and ditch him.
I need to see Billy.
I miss Billy.
Of course I miss Billy. He always used to give us content. We'd wait all 3 hours for those one or two things that he would say that would get people riled up. Plus, right now, with all the political stuff going on, I mean, this is the time we need Billy more than ever.
Yeah, because I mean, he's seen so many things, and he's got a lot of great stories.
Oh, not because of that, because he'd give a flaming hot take. I don't care about his expertise back in the '60s and '70s.
Hey, Mitch, Andy over here trying to get us to burn down the studio right now. He's gonna have protesters outside the studio.
Oh, they did walk by. Yeah, they did walk by.
Yes, they did.
Everything's okay. There wasn't very many of them.
And it would be great because, you know, Drew doesn't like people, like, staring at him.
So they would all pull up
on the window and he had to put the screen down. It would be money. It would be liquid gold.
Texas says Morgan Newton missed a game because he was taking the LSAT.
Hey, a lot of athletes go pro in something other than sports.
Good for him understanding. Yes. Good for him understanding.
Hey.
Man, was it Joker Phillips that did him wrong? Joker Phillips told him he was going to start, like, at Florida the morning of. Like, they woke up and, like, they went into the team meeting at 8 a.m. Yes. Hey, by the way, yes. You're starting against Florida? And this is like good Florida, like NFL dudes ready to tear you apart.
But here's the thing about that. You got to think about this. Because when you're the backup quarterback, you're not really prepping like the starting quarterback. You're not crushing film. You're just like, oh, we play Florida. He's going to get massacred. I might get in the fourth quarter. I'll prepare myself then. But, like, to prepare yourself for that moment and to find out, what, not even 12 hours notice,
mm-hmm.
that had to be some real pressure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you just show up like, oh, by the way, you're the one that's going to get smoked by these 300-pound defensive linemen today.
Should I be excited or should I not be excited?
It's a great question. The competitor in you, should I be excited or not excited? That's a great point. So, I'm seeing come through here. Well, there's a Kentucky story. They're removing some mural. I need to do some more research on that before I give my take on that. I don't know what that is. So we can get into many things here. We'll hang out with our guy, Mike DeCourcy. He'll join us next. 437-9680. Mike DeCourcy joins us next here on The Take. It's a Friday mixtape. 525 here on ESPN Louisville. All right, as we go into the weekend, do need to tell you about our good friends at DraftKings. UFC 250 is coming up on Saturday. The fighters are ready to go. And to get in on all of the action, it is DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they're putting you in the center of everything in the octagon with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So if you think you know who's going to win this weekend, put your mouth where your money is and bet on the winner this weekend on Saturday night with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's also very easy. You can pick one fighter per match. You can parlay fights within the card. You can even bet on which round the fight will end, how it will end, many, many different ways. And also, for a limited time, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a profit boost on every single fight on the main card. I love when they do this. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a 50% profit boost on each main card fight for UFC 250. All you got to do right now, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use that promo code WHBE. Should we be mean to Perrin? Like Diener is, and ask him to call letters.
WHBE and 93.9 WLCL.
Oh, look at him. He's ready. He's ready. There you go. Yeah. WHBE, sign up for that. And for a limited time, all new users can get that sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget to enter that promo code WHBE to get that sign-up bonus offer of up to $1,000 only at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times a playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for all the details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.